T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Kelly Cheese has been our resident single woman.
Yeah, girl.
She is the champion of the single ladies, loves being single, but she has fallen and fallen hard.
Oh.
So we have a challenge for her. After she's told us about these sticky sweet text messages, I mean, they're dripping in honey.
You said earlier, they're so sweet, they make your teeth hurt.
They are so sweet, they definitely make your teeth hurt. When she's been reading us these text messages from her new boyfriend. So we all wrote text messages to Kelly about our love for her. She's going to guess which one came from us, which ones came from the real deal.
Hey, Pamela, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Pamela. How's Villa Rica?
Wonderful. Gorgeous. It's better weather than what I've been used to the last couple of weeks.
What can we do for you?
So, I am driving to work, blah-de-blah, listening to the radio, and all of a sudden it's like Kelly Cheese's new boyfriend. How did that happen? I've been on vacation for 3 weeks, and Kelly Cheese got a boyfriend?
Yeah. Look, we're as surprised as you are, Pamela. She just...
Well, how do I know anything about this? Should we not have got text alerts? Like, you know...
text alerts?
Yeah.
Didn't you get the CNN bulletin?
Well, exactly what I'm saying. You know, all this Comey stuff and get the CNN bulletin. Uh-huh. Well, hello? Can you get a boyfriend? Nothing.
I think it's obvious, Pamela, to all of us, except for Kelly, that the Russians have interfered in her love life. and that's why it happened.
Kelly Cheese is in love, day 7.
This is the cutest. Well, when I went on vacation, Kelly was texting, and she was texting your friend.
Oh. Don't bring that up, Pamela. Jeff is still really, really sour about that.
Yeah, Pamela, she's no longer texting my friend. She has moved on to reunite with a man that she knew in college. And
Not only are you terrible at matchmaking, you sent her into boyfriendhood with someone else. It's like, how bad at it you are, dude. It was so bad. She's now in a committed relationship with someone else.
All right, what we're going to do now is read Robin, our intern Robin, is going to read a series of text messages. And one of these text messages, Kelly, was written by your actual boyfriend, Doug.
Ben.
And the rest of the text messages were all written by either myself, Jen, Janine, or JP.
Okay.
You try to decide which one is from Ben.
Okay.
And which ones are fraudulent.
Okay.
So does she have to guess as she goes, real or fake?
Yeah, I think we just read each one, and then at the end of each one.
We all get to play along, too, because we don't know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, Robin, read the first text message.
Good morning, babe. I woke up with a smile on my face, ear to ear, and it's because I can't stop thinking about you. I never thought I'd find someone as funny and special as you. Have a wonderful day, beautiful, and just know that you're never alone because you got me in your corner. Love, Benny Boo Boo.
Okay, that one's not from Ben.
Okay.
You call him Benny Woo Woo.
Do you want me to tell her anything?
Who do you think that one might be from?
I think that might be from JP.
Wow, you're spot on. That was
am
for
I?
Me.
Yes.
All right, next
and
one.
I am in your corner, Kelly.
Thanks, JP Boo Boo.
Okay, next one. As you read this, know I'm thinking of you at this very moment. You are on my mind always. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, every day I dream about you and me and our life together.
Okay, no, that's not him. That's Jen Hobby.
Yes!
Is that right?
Yes! Yes!
How do you know that?
I knew. I was like, that's some passion right there. That's a Jen Hobby passion.
Wow, all right.
All right.
Okay, this one's pretty passionate. Good morning, my flower. 24 hours from now, and I will be waking up next to you, whispering my morning messages into your ear instead of typing them out for you to read. It seems strange to say that I miss you because we talk for hours each day, but I do. Your smile, your lips, your touch, I crave it when we are apart. And I count down the minutes until we will have that again. Sometimes I take my childhood teddy bear, Mr. Squiggles, and I rub his back pretending it's you. I'll kiss his little nose and pretend it's you. I pretend Mr. Squiggles is calling me naughty little girl, and I pretend it's you. It's weird because he only has one eye and smells like moss, but he'll have to do until you're in my arms again. I miss you. I'll see you soon. Smooches Mr. Squiggles cheese. I miss you.
That's definitely Jeff. For sure.
All right. So okay.
Now we're down to Janine or Ben.
The next message is either Janine or Ben.
Ooh.
Okay. Good morning, gorgeous. I can't believe I get to see you today. Ever have one of those days where you're just out of sync? Today is one of those days. Just can't wait to see you. Thank you for always being so patient and understanding. I love you with all my heart and can't wait to squeeze you. Hurry up and get here already.
All right, don't answer now. Let's hear the next one.
Okay.
Morning, darling. I hope your day is as great as you are, and I can't stop thinking about how every time I hear your voice, it's like angels of inspiration and joy. I'm counting down the hours until I can hear it again. Can I just move there now? Because, ugh, you're so great. Have an amazing day, gorgeous. I love you so much.
The second one was Janine, and the first one was Ben, for sure.
Dang it, they are in sync.
I'm telling you.
Oh, gross.
God, even with our best efforts, we're not ruining this relationship yet, Jeff.
We don't have to ruin it, though, to make Kelly Cheese cry. I had a tarot card reading yesterday and asked about Kelly Cheese's relationship with Doug.
Does that count?
His name is Ben.
Benny Boo Boo.
But it's a reading for her, but through you. How does that even work?
Because I channel love. Love.
You're the worst matchmaker on the planet.
But love flows through me like sands through the hourglass.
Okay.
So yesterday during my tarot card reading, I asked about Kelly's relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's a very good chance that the... Oh, God, this song.
Oh,
my God.
She might cry, though.
She's probably going to cry next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Whether you believe in tarot card readings or not, you're going to want to hear this reading about Kelly Cheese's new love life.
I want to hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
We've told you she's our consummate single girl who has fallen into the deep end of love. She's going swimming.
You're going swimming in the cesspool of happiness.
Yes, so she is happy. She's in love. She has a boyfriend. Can't believe you're saying boyfriend.
I can't believe it either. It makes me feel kind of weird.
Now, Jeff, to qualify the tarot stuff, what we need to do is I have a friend. Her name is Kelly. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, she decided to start pursuing tarot card reading. And I used to joke with her about it, you know, like I was like, whatever, you know, it's a funny hobby. And then
I think you used to call her Hippie Kelly.
I used to call her
my friend. You know, my friend, Hippie Kelly.
Yeah. Well, she's gone from hippie to mogul. Like,
yeah?
She has a store in Paris on Ponce.
Cool.
She has a website. Mm-hmm. Her tarot card. She's so in demand for tarot card readings that you have to book on her website in advance and get slot. Like, she's the real deal.
Well, I've said about your friend Kelly, there are some souls in this world that are just a little bit more gentle,
mm-hmm.
and she's one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm almost mad at myself for the credibility that I give her abilities. Does that make sense? Because I don't believe in it. I don't like to think that I don't.
But then you do.
Oh, my God. The stuff that she gets right is weird.
But you're still a skeptic.
I can't say that I'm a skeptic anymore.
Yeah.
Like, she predicted Callie and I, like, within weeks of Callie and I meeting.
So like, because now she's got a track record, because it's all
she
clear.
Predicted that.
In hindsight, it's all clear.
I've told this story on the air before, that when negotiations were happening with this radio station, it got to a point where everybody at this radio station, well, we're just waiting on one thing, and I didn't know what that was. And then she's telling me that there's a woman involved who needs to check everything out. I'm like, who is the woman? And she couldn't identify it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I find out the CEO of this company is a woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
there's a million other things, but those are a few. So I went in yesterday, and I've been just meaning to go in and catch up with her for a long time. So I went into her shop yesterday, and I got a tarot card reading, and I couldn't leave that tarot card reading without asking a question about Kelly Cheese and Ben, her boyfriend.
New love. Service.
Kelly, she did this reading, and I told it's short because I don't want her to get too personal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that she turned over all the cards under her breath. You won't hear this, but she actually said, oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no.
All right. Yeah, kind of like that. And then she turned over more cards and she kind of said, okay. And then I started recording and I asked her to keep it just to 1 minute.
Okay.
But I think this gave me goosebumps and I think it's probably going to hit you right in the heart.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think.
All right, Monday morning at this time, we'll play.
No.
All right, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This is your tarot card reading, your relationship with Ben.
All right, so is this guy the guy? Okay, I'm just going to be honest around what I'm seeing with the cards. Kelly, my advice to you is there's some work on your side to really allow yourself to fully be open to this guy being the guy. It's showing you've got like such a heart that's full of compassion and that's part of your spirit. However, it's showing some blocks there of either like brokenheartedness or past experiences that might ooze into this and like kind of getting into like a stalemate position where you're not really sure how to move forward. But he's showing up as a really respectable guy, really smart, really mature. He's actually showing up as really intuitive. So it feels like he could be the guy if you can like keep your side of the street like really aware and you can like work on whatever issues or limitations you might bring to the table, because he's actually showing up really like a great partner and a potential match.
So I was the bad cards.
Yes.
I can agree with that for sure. For sure. Not in like a way towards him, but just towards relationships. And yes, you're going to make me cry. But it's just because of a past. So I hold that.
So you've got to work through the past and open your heart to love.
Exactly. Really. Not be afraid.
Why are you crying?
Because it just like, it makes me feel good because he is such a good guy. And I tend to open my heart up to people who are pretty terrible. So just being able to trust that that's not going to happen is a good feeling.
How many minutes will pass between now and you calling Kelly to get a full 30 minutes?
I texted her yesterday.
Okay, perfect.
Overall, it's actually really good news.
I know, it's exciting.
You know?
But yeah, it does give you a little bit of self-awareness and a little bit of, you got to think a little inwardly. You know what I mean? Inward.
Everybody does, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody does. Mm-hmm.
Except for me.
Except for Jeff.
I'm flawless. she turned...
Yeah.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.